Welcome back, friends. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. My guests this hour are the one and only Clint Richardson and the one and only Walter Burian. Welcome back, and we are taking calls at 800-313-9443.
Hey, Deanna.
Yes.
Let me just cut in real quick. I just wanted to, because we were talking about this titles of nobility clause and the 13th Amendment that mysteriously just vanished and was replaced. I knew I wrote it down somewhere in my blog, and again, at my blog, I wrote one called "Will Independence Day Have a Sequel, and How Long Can America Last Without One?" So I've got the list here, and I just want people to understand what's going on here. Okay. When we say titles of nobility, that means to be, you know, to kneel to the Queen of England, for instance, and have her give you a title of nobility, to be knighted or to get some other type of a nobility. So let's just go down the list real quick, just so people understand how deep this is. George Herbert Walker Bush, as he kneeled before the Queen in a ceremony of allegiance, was knighted by the Queen of England on 12/20/93 as Knight Grand Cross with the Most Honorable Order of the Bath. Okay? Mm-hmm. Ronald Reagan knighted Knight Grand Cross of the Most Honorable Order of the Bath. General Colin Powell appointed Knights Commander of the Most Honorable Order of the Bath. General Norman Schwarzkopf, same thing. Alan Greenspan, former Federal Reserve Chief in 02, was knighted Knight Commander of the British Empire. All right, we can go down the list. We have Rudy Giuliani, Charlton Heston, Roy Disney and his wife, Bob and Dolores Hope, Casper Weinberger, Bill Gates, J. Edgar Hoover, Henry Kissinger, Steven Spielberg. The list just goes on and on and on. Billy Graham. I mean, it's a massive list of people who have been granted honorary titles of nobility in this country while acting in government. So if you consider that the President of the United States, several Presidents of the United States, actually kneeled before the Queen of England and accepted a title of nobility and in a ceremony of allegiance to the Queen, I mean, what more do you need to consider that something's really wrong in the country, you know? So anyway,
yes,
I just
indeed.
Wanted to get that out there.
Amazing.
There is one common denominator, though. And it was proven true in the French Revolution, the Russian Revolution, and every revolution that took place on a large scale throughout history. When you barbecue a noble or you barbecue a commoner, the smoke still smells primarily the same.
How astute. That's true. We're going to a break in 1 minute, and then we'll be back. But we do have some callers on the line. Rodney, let's take your question real quick before the break.
Walter and Clint, good afternoon. My hat's off to you guys. I'm not on my knees, but certainly acknowledge the wealth of information and the courage that you have to do all this. My question, Clint, is... did you receive that Dun & Bradstreet report that I acquired on my county?
That's a good question. Where did you send it?
I sent it to Clint at CAFR 1, the same place I sent the forward on G. Edward Griffin's brief article on the CAFR, or the Tax Retirement Fund.
I don't think I did. I'd appreciate it if you would send that to me again. Let me... get on real quick and check my spam folder.
Oh, it's been a couple months. If you got my, which you acknowledged last time I called in, you had gotten my forward of G. Edward Griffin's email.
Absolutely, and stay on the line because I'd like Walter to respond to that, actually.
Okay, we are going to a quick break. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Welcome back, friends. My guests today, this hour, are Clint Richardson and Walter Burian. And we will take calls at 800-313-9443. Okay, you were talking with Rodney in Illinois who sent you some things. Clint?
Oh, yes. Rodney, I just pulled up what you sent me, actually. I think I didn't notice the attachment, but I appreciate you sending me this because it's kind of interesting. Tell us, go ahead and you tell us what G. Edward Griffin said, because I keep meaning to give a response, and I'm actually friends with his assistant, so I would actually really like to talk to him about what he said, because it's amazing that people who are so knowledgeable don't have this knowledge. So go ahead and tell him what he said.
Oh, well, yeah, you've kind of put me on the spot. I haven't looked at it in a while myself. I'll keep it very general and vague so as not to do any injustice to Mr. Griffin, but he generally misunderstood the tax retirement fund concept, and he felt like there's a fatal flaw in that concept, because it does not correct the plunder that has already taken place, where, you know, government has already acquired this leverage over the economy. So to just simply duplicate it for other purposes is almost in a sense double dipping on the taxpayers. If we can't eliminate the original, then what good is it to initiate a similar plan? is kind of is it's
well, yeah. I mean, basically, I know Walter, I'll demur to you for this, but basically, what he was saying is he's against what Walter wants to do with his tax retirement fund, and the reason, which I found really strange, the reason that he was against it is because it will institutionalize corporations. In other words, exactly what's already happened. He's afraid is going to happen where government will own the corporation.
Can I cut in here?
Yeah.
You actually said the correct point there, Clint, which is what already happened is going to happen. Now think about that, what you just said. What's going to happen, what already has happened is going to happen. That's like saying, well, water is wet, and if we do this, water will be wet. Okay? What the tax retirement fund does is it reverts to making the public the direct beneficiary of what government has already done. Now, keep in mind, go back 200 years, 300 years, 500 years. You know, the wealthy and the people did not want to see government take over everything. Okay, you know, communism is where government owns everything and they dole out what they feel like doling out to the population. So, you know, that was not the intent for the United States. And you know, people have it rooted in their mind. You know, I've heard comments regarding TRA funds. Well, that'll give government the ability to take over everything. And I said, well, you're a couple of pages short at the end of the book, and, you know, a few years behind, they've already done that. You know, I say, wake up and get a clue, smell the roses, the coffee, and, you know, start looking at what's already happened all around you and being masterfully entertained. You know, government, little bit by little bit by little bit, since the 40s, they promoted, you know, the expansion of their services and brought in more money, more money, more money. They would take 4 or 5% and invest it each year. You know, a good year, they may invest 7 or 8%. Bad year, you know, 2 or 3%. But each year, more and more. So, say 5% average each year. Yeah, you know, my expression is there's only so many nickels in a dollar. You know, over the decades, that little bit by little bit by little bit, they took it all over. Banks, brokerage houses, insurance companies, Fortune 500 companies, if you break them down, break through the matrix and stop being masterfully entertained, and use basic addition, start adding up the numbers, you see, government took over the Fortune 500 companies, the banks, brokerage houses, in collective participation, you know, they are the primary owners. So, now that we have Russia in place as the USA, or what we used to know as Russia back in the 20s and 30s, under a capitalist presentation, you know, for appearance's sake, you know, what do you do about it? Well, the bottom line is taxation is wrong. There is nothing right about taxation whatsoever. It's extortion. It's like giving a 12-year-old kid carte blanche to write his own allowance check. Parents are going to get screwed every single time. You know, the kid's just going to take more. Tell the parents, work harder. I want to cut a bigger allowance check this week. And that's exactly what's happening within government. As their own egos and usurpation of taking over the wealth has already been done in place. Now, everyone in the country is familiar with a pension fund. Now, I'll qualify one point. When people participate in their own private pension funds, they are competing with government institutional pension funds. And when you compare the private sector performance and government institutional pension fund performance, there is no comparison whatsoever. The private sector is constantly getting sliced and diced. The government institutional pension fund management usually misses a heartbeat and is running like a Swiss clock. Now, you know, over the last couple of years since 2008, they promote certain, you know, select examples to make the public think that government, you know, we got hurt in 2008. Also, look at the Florida pension funds. They lost 30% in equity from 2008 to 2009. Yeah, right. But if they happen to mention, and but from a tenor perspective, from 2000 to 2010, we happen to be 100% over. You know, we're over 100% funded, so 30% loss really didn't mean too much. Yeah, But what they do is they play their actuarial projections, lower their projected rate of return, and say they're short, take more money from the taxpayer, more money from the employees, even though they may be actually in real return getting twice, three times what they're saying they're getting on their projections. It's all about building up a power base. As far as, you know, Mr. Griffin, regarding the usurpation of government, you know, they've done it, they're there. How do you revert it back into direct benefit to the population? So, on the pension fund principle, you know, people know that a pension fund pays a salary and benefits at retirement. As I mentioned, the government pension funds, if you actually look, you know, pull up your state retirement fund, look at from 2000 to 2010. You'll see a glitch at the end of 2001, glitch at the end of 2008, and steamrolling ahead every year outside of that, and well ahead of the private sector, substantially ahead.
Yeah, it's also also very important to understand that they didn't lose the number of stocks that they're invested in. They only lost some of the value of the stocks in real estate that they're invested in. Nothing was lost. It's just a simple mathematical equation that the stock market went down, and now the stock market is way back up. Thus, all pension funds made billions of dollars in profit for 2010.
And on their derivative positions, their currency, they will be invested at certain times in the Swiss franc, German mark, Chinese yuan, Russian ruble, Mexican peso. And as the dollar slides, they make money. Okay, through their international currency holdings. Then they switch back into the dollar. Dollar goes up. They make money as the dollar goes up. They have stocks. They think it's going to collapse. They run off short options, you know, put options. It collapses. They make money on their put options, lose money on the physical position. They can make money up, down, sideways. It doesn't matter. When you're the pool of funds, you can roll the markets back and forth. You know, networking with private associations, maybe consulting with 100,000 local governments. And, you know, the public is the minnows, being schooled from one end of the pond to the other to be eaten by the sharks. Now, I used to work for Merrill Lynch about 1990 for about a year. And if you did well trading public funds, they immediately moved you on to institutional government funds to manage. So they always pooled their best talent over to the government funds because that's where the money was. And they wanted to have their best talents managing the government funds because, you know, that's where the money was, period. The public, second-rate citizens. You know, if you've got a $5 million account as an individual, that's actually pocket change compared to a city account, which may have $1 billion, $1.5 billion, $2 billion in it. So, you know, the brokerage houses and banks have always catered to the government institutional funds. But back to the TRF funds. You know, you can set up a TRF fund exactly the same as you would set up a pension fund. But instead of designing the return to pay a salary and benefits at retirement, you design the TRF funds to pay the ongoing budgetary obligations for that city, that county, that state, that school district on an ongoing basis so you can phase out all taxation. I say all taxation. Property tax first, sales tax, income tax, corporate tax, all taxation. Right now we have a society that is based on cash, taxation, and investment. If the TRF funds become the standard, then, okay, you have a society based on cash and investment only. Taxation is taken out of the picture. Now, here is the most important point. This is the most overpowering point. Right now, the way we've allowed government to operate, government looks at the population as being a productivity resource to be drained and managed. That is not a good situation for us. Believe me, it could lead to very dangerous circumstances, already has many circumstances. But when you go under the TRF fund management, government will want to see the public as prosperous and as wealthy as possible. That's a big change.
Okay, Walter, we have to break for a commercial. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
All righty, we are back with Clint Richardson and Walter Burian. Walter's site is CAFR1.com. That's CAFR1.com. Go there and see the information that he has. It's a wonderful site. Okay, Walter, you were talking about your special fund. Please continue.
Right. Well, your caller had mentioned the key point from Mr. Griffin was that you have to stop basically the corruption and the deal cutting behind closed doors and so forth. Well, actually, that attitude I actually find kind of humorous, because in reality, you know, always deal with reality. I mean, all of us, 90% of the listeners, you, me, and everyone else, we've been manipulating situations since we're little kids when we die. Okay, when you work in a marketplace, you're buying and selling, you're always looking for the best deal, always, negotiating, cutting a deal here, cutting a deal there. In the corporate world, which is cutthroat, they're constantly playing the games. Who's going to get who backing them? Who's going to get the money? Who's going to get the money? Who are they going to cut off? Who are they going to give the money to? And it's somewhat of a standard. You're either in the world or you're out of the world. In government circles, you have basically 70% attorneys running the whole show now. Congressmen, senators, governors, they're all attorneys, over 70%. And these guys are ruthless. I mean, they're constantly cutting deals behind closed doors regarding who's going to invest in what corporation, what real estate project, who's going to get the money, always on and on and on. You'll find if you look on the county level, city level, the roads they build, the golf courses they build, who owns the property around them, who's profiting. They've been cutting deals for the last 100 years.
Yeah, I wish we could. I wish we could take a show of hands right now and ask anybody out in the audience that's listening how many people trust attorneys. Well, why do you vote for them as your elected officials?
Exactly. And a statement for the American public, I would say 60% of the people that vote for a candidate who's an attorney, they don't even realize he's an attorney or she's an attorney in the first place. You know, they're sucking up to the little propaganda routine that's put out, that's a feel-warm situation, good person. Oh, they seem very sharp and smart. I'm going to vote for them. They said all the right things. Yeah, over and over and over again, they keep doing the same thing. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting different results. Okay, that's the definition of insanity. We've seen what's happened regarding politicians and the carte blanche, leave all door open approach, which is exactly what's happened. You know, they've been cutting deals behind closed doors for the last 100 years, building up phenomenal wealth bases, not just domestically, but internationally now. And, you know, they laugh all the way down the bank, and the public sits there scratching their head saying there's something wrong here, but just can't put my finger on it. So, going back to the TRF funds, by reverting the investment capital, directing it now to directly benefit the public, phasing out all taxation, period, I can't think of any better gifts to the population than to take the burden of taxation off their back. I mean, that goes all the way back to the Egyptian days, and it's still here today. It's what the wars for, to try to stop taxation, especially with the British, and it's back stronger than ever. The bottom line is you don't leave, you know, a cancer. You know, you don't cut, do we cut two-thirds of the cancer out? Do we cut half the cancer out? Do we cut one-third of the cancer out? No, you cut 100% of the cancer out, unless you wanted to grow back. The TRF funds are designed to cut out 100% of taxation because you're now utilizing the investment principle to generate the revenue necessary to run any functions of government. Government now has no incentive to expand, to take more money, as they had through taxation. You know, they now have more of an incentive to be as lean and as efficient as possible. Also, the most important thing, which I was going on before break, is right now, government, naturally, the way the structure is, looks at the population as being a productivity resource to be managed and drained. Because taxation is draining something. And their only determination is, do we drain a lot or do we drain a little? Do we cut back or, you know, take more? Not the right incentive, not the right attitude, should not be there. The TRF funds, though, you're generating your money, your truckloads of cash, your freighter fulls of cash by investment return. And, you know, the TRF funds, as they grow, become the largest massive capital reinvestment tool in the world in a very short period of time. We look at the collective totals as they start coming on. But now government's intent, this is so important, government intent now goes and shifts towards seeing the population as wealthy and as prosperous as possible. Because the more wealth and prosperity the population has, the more they have to spend, the more they have to invest themselves, the more, you know, the better the rates of return on the investments, the more money rolling in for government. It's a win-win situation for everyone involved.
Well, now, public. can you testify to the fact that the reason that this would be so successful and the reason that pension funds are in the situation they are now in government investments, you know, in general, is part of your plan or part of your TRF is to make law, which is something we don't have behind us right now, make the law that says all of these books and everything that happens in government must be transparent. I think that's the most important part of this whole picture.
Transparent. Okay. And
hold that thought, Walter. We have to take a break. We'll be right back after station ID.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy.
Okay, we are back. Our guest this hour is Clint Richardson and Walter Burian. Okay, how do we get involved in this program?
What do in we the do? TRF?
Yes. Tell us what to do here.
One quick last notation regarding the TRF and what Mr. Griffin said. On the aspect of, you know, the bank deals taking place and the closed-door corruption and so forth, under the TRF fund management, and, you know, whenever you have investment funds and people discussing work, you're going to have deals being cut. You're going to have little closed-door sessions, okay? That happened 10 years ago, 20 years ago, and if we implement the TRF funds as the primary application all over the country, it's going to happen 10 years from now and 50 years from now. The difference is you're not using the population as a direct productivity resource to be drained. The intent of the people now cutting these little deals is to make sure the population is wealthy and as prosperous as possible, no matter what they do. Because, say, for example, at the end of 2000, after 9/11, trillions changed hands in the marketplace. Okay, and there's a lot of intentional, you know, manipulation that took place there. At the end of 2008, with the bursting of the housing market bubble, you know, the government collective institutional funds shorted the market. Before it happened, they made trillions of dollars as everyone else got burnt. Okay? If the country was on the TRF fund management, the boys would not be able to do this. Because right now, when they do these market manipulations and walk off with trillions of dollars out of everybody else's pockets, you know, it's taking from the population as a productivity resource. Well, we just happen to take more. I mean, they're dumb. We get away with it, and they're not going to know the better, and we'll just clip them for an extra few trillion. Well, when you revert into the TRF fund management, and your intent now is to see the population as wealthy and prosperous as possible, if any group or gang of conspirators, you know, no matter how powerful they may be, if they try to pull something like they did on the 9/11 event, or at the end of 2000, you know, the bursting of the bubble, there are going to be so many people coming down on them like a ton of bricks because they just rocked the most beautiful apple cart, which everyone was benefiting from. Ain't gonna happen. Okay?
Hey, Walter.
The way it stands, they can laugh and chuckle all the way down to the bank. They try to do this in the future under the TRF fund management, they're gonna have too much weight coming down on them real heavy.
Hey, Walter, so tell everybody what did happen on 9/11, because we've all been manipulated into you know, these few insider trades that some of them haven't even been claimed, you know, on certain airline stocks, and that millions of dollars were possibly stolen. So tell them what really happened.
Well, let's go down to the end of 99. I noticed there in the Wall Street Journal, they have this little segment which shows the institutional hedge positions percentage. In other words, if you own, like, Microsoft stock, so you own $100,000 worth of stock, and you thought it was going to go down, and you hedged by, say, taking out some put options against your holdings, you know, you could be 10%, 30%, 40%, 50% hedged. Well, they gave this percentage figure for a grouping of institutional government funds. The normal was usually 8%, 16%, you know, that range. 99, end of 99, broke the 30-35% range. That caught my attention. I said, something's happening. And the highest it had ever been was a little bit over 38%. Well, going into about 6 months before 9/11, it broke the 40% mark. I said, something big is in the works. About 2 months before 9/11, it hit 62-63% hedged. And I said, oh, my God, something is going to happen. All righty. Now, when 9/11 occurred, for the next couple of days, the world, not just the U.S., world markets collapsed. Individuals that had short derivative positions, which the collective government institutional funds had massive short positions on, were the number one profiteers on the 9/11 event. I would say probably about $4 trillion was picked up in the first 10 days on those short derivative positions. Now, what the press, keep in mind also, right after 9/11, Congress, you know, gave $50 billion, they signed off a check, $50 billion right off the bank. And then you have trillions picked up on the domestic and international market positions, you know, on the institutional funds. The press comes out with, and someone did not claim a $5 million put option on American Airlines. This must be the people behind 9/11. $5 million is chump change on chump change on chump change. I mean, it's a speck of dust on the table. And when you have the institutional government funds on their short derivative positions, which they had the largest short derivative position on ever, right before 9/11, so those derivative positions, you know, their physical holdings are going to take a loss. Okay? Market collapse, loss on the physical holdings. The short derivative positions, now 63% short, trillions are picked up on the short derivative positions. Okay? You liquidate the short derivative positions, the stock market and the physical holdings now come back to the exact same price they were in the first place. You just made a phenomenal killing. Yeah, 3,000 people got killed on 9/11, but as far as equity and money made on those short derivative institutional fund shorts, they made a killing also in a different way, in the tune of a few trillion dollars. Now, the SEC and the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, CFTC, Commodity Trading Commission, they have every transaction that takes place on every marketplace domestically. And they also have access to the international. Now, it'd be very easy to build an algorithm program which would show who all bought together, who bailed together, who was moving together, okay? And you could print out the results. Now, I applied to the FBI. The FBI was saying, We need 5,000 new agents. I applied to the FBI saying I was a commodity trading advisor for 15 years, and I'd like to write an algorithm program, and I have some of the top professionals in the industry who strictly work with algorithm programs to monitor all and run it regarding all of the investment positions pre-9/11, post-9/11, to pick out who was moving all together. Well, they declined me, saying, well, you're over our age limit. I asked for an exemption. They declined me again. They said, you need 4 years of college. Apply again, asking for an exemption of both. Got a reply back that time from Gonzalez, the director, declined again. But the bottom line is, even if I had gotten the job and wrote the algorithm program and introduced it and did all the data findings, I already knew what the results were going to be. Government institutional investment funds were the ones moving in sync with each other. So, non-event. But
there's one other thing that I want to talk about, and I'm sure Walter can speak to this much more clearly than I can, but pension funds also, we have to consider that pension funds, you know, another thing that, Griffin and others are constantly harping about is, and with you know, due diligence, is that everybody's afraid of entering into a global society, a global market, a global, you know, everything. Again, everybody's worried about something happening that has already happened. Pension funds are actually responsible for the most part. These institutional funds, and institutional funds simply mean government funds, government mutual funds and the like, are responsible for completely making the world into a global market. And if we look, we find that all commonwealths of England, including Canada, including Australia, have pension funds, and they're all investing the same way that United States funds are investing in foreign global markets. And it's very important to understand that we are already absolutely 100%. In a global market. Now, in Australia, the pension funds there, they're not called pension funds. They're called superannuation, but they're even worse. They're the same thing, because that's really law that says you have to put your money into these pension funds. They charge ridiculous amounts of money for these pension funds. So, Walter, have at it.
And you're 100% correct there, Clint. 110% correct. The pension funds, as they grew over the last 65 years, have been driving the U.S. marketplace and the world marketplace. Now, when they've overextended themselves, keep in mind, okay, here's a very important point. Say, for example, a city said, we're going to hire 10 new employees and pay them $50,000 a year. And the public said, oh, my God, another 10 employees at $50,000 a year, that's going to cost us $500,000 a year. Wrong. What the government does on the local side, you know, they on their pension funds, most of the local government funds, they send them up strictly participatory, which means that the local government owns 100% of the equity in the fund, and they're effectively selling a ticket to ride, just like on a train. Ride from New York to Los Angeles, you know, getting on New York is when you retire, getting off of Los Angeles is when you die. You know, and just like when you ride a train, when you get to your destination, you don't try to walk off with your seat or the fire extinguisher on the wall. No, you just had a ticket to ride. You don't own one piece of the train. And on strictly participatory pension funds, the government employees don't own one penny of a fund. They just have a ticket to ride. They don't realize this. So it really doesn't put any emphasis on the local governments to be truthful on the profit being made, because it's not profit-sharing on the fund. So it's to the advantage of the local government to build the balances as large as possible, because every investment fund is a wealth base, small and large, where that money is invested,
you know,
who gets it.
Mm-hmm. We talked about this on a previous show. We talked about how incredibly defensive people are about their pension funds, because, as you said, the state of Illinois is heavily, heavily vested in these pension funds. You know, most people in the state have these pension funds, and they're extremely defensive about the funds. Now, what Walter just said should...
Let me go back to that $50,000 example, okay, where 10 employees, $500,000. That's not true, because now what they do is they say, okay, well, when this person retires, they should be getting $85,000 a year. With benefits, health, everything else, we're going to have to be able to generate $115,000 a year. And let's say we use a 4.5% actuarial projection. on rates of return we're going to be getting, we need to put aside $2.4 million per employee, which now makes that 10 employees times $2.4 million, you know, $24 million they get to put aside for those 10 employees for retirement. Do you understand the significance of how much money is involved with every government employee? Plus, they're getting that $50,000 a year. You know, the public, you know, the public's, you know, being spoon-fed. You know, you're never going to hear a peep of, well, for that $50,000 salary, we're going to have to put 2.1 away for that employee in the pension funds. No, they don't hear that. So, you know, when they use an actuarial projection, okay, most people don't know, what's an actuarial projection? Well, let's say you and every one of the listeners, okay, they wanted to, you know, have a pension fund that paid $100,000 at retirement. And you say, well, how much money do I have to put aside that's going to generate and return $100,000? And if you said to yourself, well, yeah, I've been getting 10%, you know, per year on my investments, so that means I have to put $1 million aside and that'll generate $100,000 a year. Okay? You see how simple that is? Respect Clinton?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's say you say, well, I get an advantage, tax write-off. All the money I put aside is non-taxable. Okay, so I'm not going to use a 10% projection. I'm going to use a 5% projection of anticipated rate of return. That means I have to put aside $2 million, and that'll generate me $100,000 a year. Okay? Well, let's say you want to push the envelope. Okay, well, maybe they'll fall for this. I'll say I'm only going to use a 2.5% rate of return projection. That means I have to put aside $4 million to generate $100,000 a year. Okay? Well, there's a very big difference between $1 million and $4 million. Okay? Jostle your actuarial projection for future income, lowering it or raising it, it makes a big difference in the total amount of money you're going to need to generate X amount of rate of returns. So what government did back in the 90s, when they were getting 17, 18, 20, 23% rates of return per year, if you asked any government employee who was participating with their funds, how much you're getting in your pension fund, they would have said, 7, 8%. And what they were being told was the actuarial projection being used. So here government's building up this phenomenal power base, compound 21% per year rates of return, which was what Arizona, Washington, and Oregon was getting between 90 and 2000. You know, phenomenal wealth. Then at the end of 2008, when they had a setback in the market and, you know, they did take a hit, okay, all of a sudden, they dropped their actuarial projections down to 3.5%, 4% at the end of 2008. That's why all the pension funds are screaming, oh, we're short, we have to raise all of this money and from the employees and cut back benefits because we're short. Well, remember what I mentioned between the $1 million and the $4 million by just jostling the actuarial projections of how much rate of return is going to be? Most of these pension funds are still using a 4%, 4.5% rate of return projection, and they're already getting 12, 14%. And they haven't adjusted it. They're playing the public for total saps.
So, yeah, when you asked earlier, are governments actually bankrupt, this is one way of hiding to the public, because that's what's reported to the public is, well, we didn't meet our actuarial rate this year. They don't tell you the real rate of return, which means the pension funds aren't underfunded. They're actually making billions of dollars in profit a year. And so, again, it's just like the other CAFRs that we talk about, the general government CAFRs. They report the taxpayer money. They report the yearly amount, not the actual accrual of wealth that's happened, you know, for the last 20, 30, some of these things have been going for over 100 years.
And do you know what the sad point is, Clint?
Tell me.
You, me, and every one of the listeners, okay, you know, we're busting little chomps to make our money, pay the rent, pay the mortgage. If we made $75,000 this year, hey, we did good. We made $75,000. Okay? And we look over our own finances and, you know, we keep track of what we're spending and, you know, trying to be responsible, and you know, we take our vacations, have a good time, and so forth. And if we made $100,000 this year, oh my God, that is one of my best years ever. Well, your local city or your township—that's what they bring in an hour or a day.
Oh okay? My gosh!
And, you know, and when you have a state is bringing in $35 billion, a small state, okay, bringing in $35 billion for the year, and has investment assets of $400 billion or more, okay? And the public never even bothers to look, okay? They're conditioned. A vacuum is maintained in the public's comprehension. They're spoon-fed every little soundbite to keep them off in la-la land and not looking, okay? And we're talking basic fundamentals, you know? How much money did you... If you asked yourself, you know, I've got thousands of calls from people. City has a new tax increase. State's having a new tax increase. School district, new tax increase. Ah! How can they get away with this? And I'll stop the person and I'll say, you know how much your city brought in this year? Not a clue. What about last year? Not a clue. Do you know what their investments are? Not a clue. People are not looking. That's the sad point.
Okay, we are going to be back after a short break for our last segment.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Shocking, terrifying, but very truthful and revealing. Finally, a documentary on the horrifying results of unopposed estrogen. Estrogen dominance. Are we writing our own epitaph? I urge you to go to www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner and watch the documentary, The Disappearing Male. To my knowledge, this is the first documentary about the threat that unopposed estrogen poses to our survival as a species. It's a real eye-opener. But the documentary gives no solution to the problem. We have the solution. If we don't get the progesterone message to the younger generation, especially the young women, our very survival is in jeopardy. Again, that website is www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner. After viewing, please visit our website, www.healthlinkamerica.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Back for our last segment. My guests this hour have been Clint Richardson and Walter Burian. And their websites, Walter's website is CAFR1.com. You can reach him there. And Clint's site is the Corporation Nation and realityblogger.wordpress.com. Blogger is just 1G. We have two callers on the line, but we've got about three plus minutes.
Well, obviously, you know, I've always felt bad that I would always, you know, usurp all the talking time. But now you got two guys who love to talk, so I apologize.
So I am so sorry, Larry and Bruce. You know, write to these gentlemen, ask them a question, go to their websites.
Let's take Larry and Bruce real quick.
Okay, Larry, go ahead, Larry, quick.
Yeah, I wondered if Clint went out with wearing that Superman costume out at the airport like he said he was going to. And then the other question is, as far as the Queen pretty much running everything in America, do you know if there's any truth to the fact that the Burger King was actually, she's the one that owns that, the Burger King restaurant?
I've not heard that, actually.
They are a British-owned company, though. They are a British-owned company. And the same thing with Denny's. Denny's was bought out by a British-based company also.
Did you ever go out with your Superman costume out to the airport like you said you were going to do?
Yeah, it's on the books. Again, I've got a friend in Colorado who's also planning on something similar just to get it out to people. But we... the first thing I want to do is interview the city attorney, the city attorney, because the airport's within the city, and, you know, question him and get all this information so that I have evidence of talking to the attorney before I do this, and then I'm going to do it. So it's a nerve wracking thing to think about doing it, but eventually I'll get around to it.
Do you know if there's any truth that Elvis is the one that's been working at Burger King and he's through the CIA?
No, we talked about that yesterday.
But there is one thing I'm mad about Clinton wearing that Superman costume. Ever since he wore that Superman costume, he's been getting chased by wealthy, beautiful women. They're ringing his phone off the hook, and I'm sitting out here in isolation, alone with my nine dogs.
I'm scared to go to Burger King's anymore on account of the CIA and the Queen and everything running it. This kind of, I'm not going to eat there anymore. Are you? Do you guys ever go to Burger King?
Heck, that stuff will kill you.
Let's get Bruce. Yeah, well, we got to just get Bruce. He's got a question.
Get Bruce in there.
Bruce, come on.
Hi, am I on?
Yeah.
All right. I'm from Salt Lake, and you guys started with the Tona. And I started studying that back in the 90s. This is the first time I've called in a talk show, so I'm a little bit scatterbrained, and I'm tired. I work all night. So I just wanted to make a comment, kind of, and give kind of a dots for you guys to connect. The systems that I've seen that exist are the feudal system and the virtual, like a fiat currency system. And they go back and forth between each other. The fiat currency system is the wage slavery system. The feudal system is the outright slavery system.
Yeah.
The feudal system started in England.
Gentlemen, I'm so sorry. We've run out of time. Thank you so much, Bruce. Thank you so much, Clint. Thank you, Walter. And thank you, listeners.
Bruce, they call it Fascism Incorporated on that feudal system.
Yeah, send us an email, too. I mean, by all means.
Bye. Thank you so much.